بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبدا لهم من الله ما لم يكونوا يحتسبون. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that which they did not anticipate became apparent to them. This is in reference to the day of Qiyamah, when people will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinking that they have excelled, thinking they have got abundant reward, but something else becomes apparent to them, contrary to what they anticipated and desired and thought that they will get. The opposite happened. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ That which they did not anticipate, they didn't realize, they didn't think this will take place, that actually occurred or became apparent to them. In other words, when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of getting reward, they find that the ibadat was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin give various explanations and interpretations, and some of them explain that a person does in this world a lot of good, or he does good, but perhaps his niyat, or he thought he was doing good. The person thought that he was doing some good deeds, and because his niyat was not correct, perhaps he did it for show, for riya. Because he did it for show, so on the day of Qiyamah, he will get no reward for it. In fact, he'll be punished for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. From all partnership, I'm the most independent of having any partner whatsoever. I don't need any partnership with any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you did some action in this world for me and for some other person. You did to show others riya, ostentation, so that that person may praise you. Now go and collect your reward from that person now on the day of Qiyamah. There's nothing for you from me. Can any other person reward him? So the person thought he was doing good, or maybe he did not have ostentation, but he did not do the amal correctly according to the sharia. He did his own thing. He didn't find out from the ulama, mashayikh, the scholars, how should I do this? So he did not do something according to Quran and Sunnah, and therefore it is not accepted. So on the day of Qiyamah, there is no reward. Mufassirin even explain, some of them say, that a person in this world, he thought that, let me carry on with life now, and I'll make tawbah. Before I pass away, I'll make my sincere tawbah. That day never came when he had a chance to make sincere tawbah. Maut came suddenly to him. He thought he was enjoying his youth, and as I grow older, then I'll make tawbah, istighfar, I'll change my life, I'll become an Allah wala, I'll sit in the masjid, I'll make zikrullah, I'll change my life, I'll read 5 times salat, I'll go for hajj, I'll do my namaz properly, etc. That day, the tawfiq did not come to him. In his youth, he passed away. So he didn't get the tawfiq of tawbah. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us and cautions us that it should not happen that we are thinking we are doing very well in this world, and we are content with our deeds. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, they were very fearful. Whenever they did an action, oh Allah, accept it. They would beg Allah to accept it. It must not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person in this world can live and he thinks that he's doing very well, and he's pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas his actions are not pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's committing sins and he's enjoying his life. And now then he, occasionally he reads some salat and some zakat and hajj, or some umrah, whatever, some good deed. And he thinks that, okay, he's okay. And Allah is going to be pleased with him. But in reality, Allah is not pleased with him. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh, gives a very simple, a very beautiful example to illustrate this point. And he says that he had a khadim, a servant, an attendant, who was used to fanning him. Remember those days in India, Pakistan, and many of the countries, they did not have the electric fans that we have. They had hat ka panka, where a person would hold a huge stick with some leaves or some type of straw, and he would fan others, especially in those hot summer months. There was no aircon, there was no fans. So he would stand up with a fan, like how when we little children, we should make those paper fans at school. Or sometimes you go and some people have those fans in their hand just to cool themselves. Like this, they used to have those hand fans where a person would hold this fan and he would move it and sway it so that it creates some type of breeze and it cools down the people just in front. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah had this khadim, was used to it, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was happy with the way he used to fan, and one day as he's fanning him, suddenly he needed to go somewhere. Oh, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah sent him for some work. So he leaves the fan and he goes. In the meantime, in that majlis, there was some new person. And he had been watching this person, he's so nice, he's making Hazrat Khidmat. So he had that jazbah. Kabhi baaz log jazbati hote hai. They have this shock now. So he stood up without Hazrat Thani Rahman instructing him. And he was not accustomed to using this hand fan and fanning any person. So he took this fan. And now he began fanning. And because he was not used to it, he did not know how to do it, he was not even aware of the mizaj and tabiat and the nature and temperament of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So not long after he took the fan and he began swinging it, the whole fan fell onto Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, onto his nose, onto his head, on his face. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah reprimanded him initially. And of course, this is the lesson for us. That we have the shock to make khidmat sometime for some elderly person or some buzurg. So we need to learn how to make khidmat. We need to learn from somebody how do we make khidmat. And that is why sometimes many of the mashayikh and ulama and scholars, they have just one or two people making the khidmat because they are accustomed to that person. Instead of somebody new coming and giving him taklif. So instead of honoring the person, we're giving him taklif. Nonetheless, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah explained to him, but bhai, you did not know how to make this khidmat. I had this andesha, but I did not stop you because I didn't want to break your heart. So you did it, and of course, you hurt me in the process. Nonetheless, he says, when this happened, Allah Ta'ala opened some ilm for me. Allah Ta'ala gave me some, inspired me with some beautiful point and ilm. And what is it? He says, sometimes we thinking we are doing very good to the person, or we making khidmat or whatever it is. In the meantime, that person is being annoyed with us. So we thinking we're doing very good in this world, whereas Allah Ta'ala is becoming naraz with us. This is the lesson Hazrat Thani Rahman mentioned. That you and I, sometimes we are thinking that we are reaching our goal, and we carrying on with our life as we please, and we thinking that Allah is happy with us, whereas Allah Ta'ala is not becoming pleased with us. Therefore, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah explains that we should do things according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we need to learn from our mashayikh. Sit in the majalis of ilm, of dhikr, of tawbah, istighfar. Question, ask our ulama-i kiram, how do I go about doing this? What should I do? What I shouldn't do? Otherwise, our lives will go past. And at times we may be doing something totally against sharia. In our understanding, we're doing something correct. In the end of the day, that is going to be rejected, not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our mashayikh, he mentioned, Al-Madi la yuthkar. The past should not be mentioned and thought about. You did gunas in the past, you made sincere tawbah istighfar. Now don't keep on lamenting, you know, I wasted my life, I did that, I did this. What you should have done is make tawbah of the past. Now don't spend your remaining of your life. Somebody says, maine apni aadhi umar zayi kar di. Allah ki nafarmani mein. Now he keeps on saying something, I wasted my life, I did terrible things, I did this, I did that. Now instead of now making sincere tawbah and changing your life, don't lament, keep on lamenting and showing this remorse. You may shoot nadamat once, finish. You made sincere tawbah, now you continue with your future life. Don't keep on talking about the past. I did this, I did that, I committed zina, I hurt somebody's feelings and I did that and I cheated. No. You made tawbah, you made amends, you gave back the hukukul ibad and you made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he says, wal mustaqbil la yuntazar. Don't wait for the future. Don't wait that tomorrow, next day, next year, I will change, I will do that. وَمَا فِي الْوَقْتِ يُعْتَبَرْ. What at the time you have at hand, now, hal, present time, that is something that should be considered. That is the important thing. That I've got life now, I've got time now, every moment, every second, let me make my zindagi qimti. Apni zindagi ko qimti banao. Make it valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not make talmatol. Talmatol means procrastinate. Do not procrastinate. Do not say, I will do this in the future and I should have done that in the past. What time you have now, whether you are a young person, whether you are an old person, whether you are male, female, it is the time that we have, Allah has given us. We should make good, we should benefit from the time that we have in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad ibn Munkadir rahmatullahi alayh, when he read that verse that I explained, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, and as he's passing away, he was gripped with such anxiety and such fear, and he was crying and weeping. People asked him, and he was a very pious person, what is it? Why are you being so overwhelmed at this moment now? He says this particular verse, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, that which they did not anticipate, they thought they were doing very good, but when they came before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something else became apparent. My respected brothers and elders, it is time now. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, verily those who say Allah is our Rabb, believe in Allah, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Might, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they have istiqama. We should try to bring istiqama, steadfastness in our life. We pabund with our salat, with our dhikrullah, with our tilawat, Monday night majlis. Alhamdulillah, we mentioned the point that Hazrat Thani Ramadullah had mentioned also, that when a person becomes an ashiq of Allah, he becomes a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves no stone unturned in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any action in which he can gain Allah's proximity, Allah's nearness, Allah's closeness, he will grab that opportunity. He will seize that opportunity. He wants a share in every good thing. He doesn't want to be left in any good thing, any good deed. He wants to make sure that he brings that into his life. This is what we should be striving for. Sincere tawbah, istighfar. Now with the life we have, the time that we have now, now let us make the best of it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ita'at of Allah, ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. That was the Ali Billah Kim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. You should mention this verse very often. And you see the verse means that Allah ta'ala chooses. Allah makes jazb. Allah pulls towards him. Allah draws towards him who he wishes. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبِ. And the person who makes tawbah, istighfar, makes inabat ila Allah, ruju ila Allah, he turns to Allah, Allah guides him. So if we make sincere tawbah and we beg to Allah, he says, beg from Allah, ya Allah, you make jazb of me, you draw me, you pull me towards you. He used to say that agar Allah ta'ala ek hi martaba kisi ko apni taraf jazb kar de, to his whole zindagi will become correct then. If Allah ta'ala just has to draw you once towards him, then your whole life will be full of taqwa, piety. Then he says the person will be protected from the shurur and the evil of nafs and shaitan. Why? Because Allah has drawn you towards him. So we make the same dua. Ya Allah, you draw us towards your ishq and muhabbat, your ma'rifah, towards your love. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are battling. Ya Allah, we are keep on making mistakes. We are making you angry, Ya Allah. We are disobeying you. Ya Allah, we are your banda. Ya Allah, we love you. Wallah, you draw us towards your muhabbat, your marifat, and then we see, inshallah, you will be sukoon in our lives. We'll have the itminan of the qalb. Allah Ta'ala will make dunya also easy for us, and Allah Ta'ala will make qabr easy, asan for us, and akhirat will be, inshallah, amongst those who will be successful, not those who will see contrary to what they anticipated. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, and all of us tawfiq, wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yusadru sharif. Thank you.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa 'azimi sultanik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا الله the day of قيامة do not make us رسوة my Allah يا الله do not humiliate us my Allah يا الله do not Ya Allah, do not make us be failures, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see good a'mal, Ya Allah. The sawab, my Allah. Give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq in dunya, my Allah. Whilst you have given us that opportunity in life, my Allah. Make us make the best of this dunya for the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of reading our 5 times salat, my Allah. With pabandi, my Allah. Ya Allah, with khushu and khudu, my Allah. Help us to discharge our zakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us make all your ibadat properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from all type of guna, my Allah. Don't make us become involved in ma'asi and dhunub, my Allah. And in all those things that will anger you, my Allah. In all those things that will displease you, my Allah. Protect us from munkarat, my Allah. Protect us from every type of evil, big and small, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to do righteous deeds, my Allah. To make sincere tawbah, to refrain from all type of filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect us from bad nazri, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful gazes at haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good a'mal, righteous a'mal, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas, make us do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, with the muttaqeen, my Allah. With your abrar, my Allah. With your special friends, my Allah. Make us from your awliya-i kamilin, siddiqeen, my Allah. Allah, give us beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Give us the knowledge of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make amal on deen and shari'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from our hawa, my Allah. Protect us from our khayshat, my Allah. From our evil temptations, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, may Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from israf and wasting, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from making israf, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering from, may Allah. Ya Allah, especially in, may Allah, in Burma, in Rohingya, may Allah. Ya Allah, especially in Kashmir, may Allah. So many days have gone, may Allah. Ya Allah, there is a lockdown, may Allah. Ya Allah, they are trapped, may Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy is, ya Allah, is getting the upper hand, may Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, ya Allah, from the onslaught of the kuffar and mushrikeen, may Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, special protection, may Allah. Ya Allah, make your angels come down, ya Allah, to make them madad, may Allah. Ya Allah, badarwari nusrat farma, may Allah. Allah, badarwari nusrat farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the izzat of our sisters, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect the masoom children, may Allah. Ya Allah, so many are injured and so many wounded, so many need to go to hospital, may Allah. Tu raham farma. Ya Allah, create a makhraj for them, may Allah. Change the condition for better, may Allah. Ya Allah, jahabi musalman pareshan hal hai. Allah, pareshani dur farma. Allah, where there is famine and drought, may Allah. Let your rains come down, may Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi ya Allah, ya pareshan hal hai, ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Jo makruz ho, ya Allah, qarz ada farma. Ya Allah, those who have got debts, may Allah, help them fulfill their debts, may Allah. Jo bimar ho, ya Allah, shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, so many sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, may Allah. Allah, give them shifa-i kamil, adil, mustaqir, da'im, may Allah. Doctors have tried, may Allah, they have tried their best, may Allah. Still they have not been able to provide any solution, any diagnosis, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are a shafi, shifa is in your hands, may Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, may Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are marhumin, ya Allah, give them jannah to firdaus, may Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut of iman, ya Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif, buried in jannah to al-baqi, may Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthr water from His Mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us enter Jannat, ya Allah, without any hisab, kitab, may Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us slip, may Allah. Protect us, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, may Allah. Give us izzat, may Allah. Give us hayatan tayyiba, may Allah. Give us ibad, lutf, zindagi. Ya Allah, full of itminan, may Allah. Remove the fears that we have, may Allah. Remove us from zulumat towards noor, may Allah. Grant us your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, grant all of our brothers, ya Allah, especially those who have come here tonight, may Allah. And our mothers and sisters and others listening in the home of the receiver, wherever they may be listening, in any part of the world, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Protect them from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, zulm of the zalimin. Fulfill all the hajat and needs, may Allah. Allah, all those who requested duas, answer their duas as well, may Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله grant all of us اخلاص and مقبوليه يا الله ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين